Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, last month was the worst ever month for hospital overcrowding, according to the INMO, with 671 patients waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital. Donegal County Council and the OPW have begun communicating about action and measures to be undertaken to prevent future flooding and coastal erosion in the county. A Donegal deputy told the Dáil that problems with the Island Fisheries Heritage Licence Bill that came before the Dáil yesterday can be addressed. And a new global reaching cybersecurity company has opened in Letterkenny. Those stories to follow on Phil Plus More, and we'll have the latest sport at about 5:15 with Oisín Kelly, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferriter. But first in news, there were 16 patients awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, four of them on emergency department trolleys. The INMO says conditions in emergency departments and the level of overcrowding in the country's hospitals are beyond anything ever seen before. Last month was the worst ever month for hospital overcrowding, according to latest statistics published by the INMO. There were 12,201 patients awaiting admission at hospitals across the country last month, 671 of those at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says the Health Minister needs to fast-track the promised increase in hospital beds. General Secretary Phil Nihay says extra capacity must also be backed up with extra staff and extra pay.
We have to tackle it. And in our case, we're saying the capacity report is welcome. We need more beds. We don't need to talk about it for the next 6 months. We need to introduce the capacity now. And when we introduce the capacity and when the minister announces where the extra beds are going to be, that has to be matched with appropriate staffing. Having one person on a trolley is not appropriate. Having 600 is dangerous, is not safe for staff who are trying their best to provide care in that environment. And an employer who has become immune to that must now be asked to do something about it in a practical, coherent way.
It's emerged that 108 Donegal patients have now received radiotherapy treatment at the new centre at Altnagalvin Hospital. The figure was provided at a meeting in the hospital this morning between centre management and Donegal Action for Cancer Care. DACC Chair Betty Holmes says at the end of November, the figure was just under 60 and the growth since has been significant. Betty Holmes says DACC have had some concerns about the Altnagalvin arrangement, but she says its success is to be welcomed.
Our first preference would have been at Letterkenny University Hospital, but in the best interest of Donegal cancer patients, we are delighted that it's at Altnagalvin and it's working really well and it's going from strength to strength. And the feedback from the patients who have attended it is excellent, Donal.
You had expressed some concern in January at the relatively low number of people that were travelling to the centre. You were hoping it would pick up. Now, today you've had a meeting in Altnagalvin with the centre. What's the update?
The report when we met at the end of November was 59 Donegal cancer patients had accessed the radiotherapy at Altnagalvin in the first year. We felt that that was a bit low and we would have liked to have seen it higher. So we met at the Department of Health on the 11th of January in Dublin and we brought those fears. We had our meeting this morning in Altnagalvin regarding it and we're delighted that to date the current figure is 108 Donegal cancer patients have accessed the radiotherapy at Altnagalvin, 75 breast cancers and 33 prostates. And we know that this number will increase. When we met as well in the Department of Health on the 11th of January, we actually asked that the consultants involved in the hospitals in Galway and Dublin would be made aware of the excellent facilities that exist at Altnagalvin and where suitable that Donegal patients should be referred to Altnagalvin rather than having to make the long journeys down to Galway or Dublin. The UCC are still keeping our eye on the ball and we're not going away, but we're delighted with the figure.
A Donegal deputy has told the Dáil that problems with the Island Fisheries Heritage Licence Bill that came before the Dáil yesterday can be addressed. Lass Cán Comhairle Patricia Gallagher is backing the Sinn Féin bill to give island communities in Donegal and countrywide special licences. The bill says special provisions should be made to save the culture and heritage of the fishing communities. Minister Andrew Doyle identified a number of issues with the draft bill, including questions about its compliance with the EU Common Fisheries Policy. However, Deputy Gallagher says while he was an MP, the Parliament accepted a report calling for such a measure to be incorporated into the policy. He says everyone is willing to work to address those issues.
Of course, there will be amendments, but let's have the opportunity, Minister and Ministers, to amend whatever is necessary in this bill. And it may be said that this is not compliant with European legislation. I believe if it's not, let us insert the necessary amendments that make it compliant. And we will work together. And if the Minister wants to establish a small working group to table amendments, then all of us will be very happy to do that. We will give you, Minister, and we will give the government the necessary tools to amend this bill. And how can we do that? We can do it by giving this bill an overwhelming vote of confidence on Thursday of next week. And whether the government support it or not, but I would like to think the government would support it, but if they don't, I believe that every member of this House, whether a member of a party, a group or independents, will support this bill.
A number of contradictions have arisen at the Disclosures Tribunal over an alleged comment that Senior Gardaí wanted to go after Maurice McCabe at the O'Higgins Commission. The head of human resources in the force, John Barrett, says the comment was made by his boss on May the 13th, 2015, but the dates don't tally with Cyril Dunn's diary. In addition, the only person Mr. Barr told about the comment disputes being told about it. Juliet Gash reports.
Head of Human Resources in the Gardaí, John Barrett, says his reaction was visceral when his boss, Cyril Dunn, told him we are going after him in the commission, referring to Maurice McCabe. But his recollection of being told that on the 13th of May 2015 was challenged by diary entries of both Cyril Dunn and Noreen O'Sullivan, which appeared to contradict the date. Mr. Dunn has also denied making the comment. Furthermore, the only person Mr. Barrett says he told, a Chief Superintendent Tony McLaughlin, gave a statement to the tribunal this morning that disputed ever being told about the comment. Mr. Barrett accepted the statement of Chief Superintendent McLaughlin and apologised to the tribunal for misleading it in that regard, but said he had no doubt of what was said to him by Mr. Dunn. Juliet Gash at the Disclosures Tribunal.
Donegal County Council and the Office of Public Works have begun communicating about action and measures to be undertaken to prevent future flooding and coastal erosion at several locations in the county. It's understood the OPW has recommended that funding allocated last year for studies into coastal issues at Carrickfinn and Portnew now proceed as planned. While the body has asked Donegal County Council to submit revised applications for risk management studies to be funded at Mahery and Mahararoorty. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says it's significant that both bodies are working together.
For a long time there, we've had the council and the OPW not basically tying up with each other and one making an application to the other and the application then being refused. So what we have now today, and I spoke to the minister this week in relation to this, as I have been on and off since I invited him to the county last year to visit all of these sites. And what we've got now is a clear understanding between the council and the OPW as to how to progress the coastal erosion issues in all of these sites in Portnew, in Carrickfinn, in Mahery and in Maharaoorty. And there's different proposals being put forward by the OPW. But the key thing is that two of the studies now that they're asking to be carried out has been funded by the OPW. The money is there. And the other two, they are saying that they're willing to fund them and they're asking for a new application to come in from the council in relation to a minor works application for a coastal erosion and risk management study. And my understanding is now there is a clear understanding between the OPW and the council of what is needed in order for them to be able to greenlight these projects at the end of this process, and that's to be welcomed.
A major pipe replacement project is currently underway in Letterkenny. The High Road Windy Hall Water Mains replacement project is due to run until May and will involve the decommissioning and replacement of approximately 750 metres of ageing public water mains, as well as the replacement of old and damaged service connections which link the public main to individual customers' properties. Kevin Fury has more.
Two sections of the pipeline are being replaced as part of the ongoing works. The Windy Hall Rehabilitation Works section is underway adjacent to Letterkenny University Hospital and finishes at the hospital roundabout. A stop-and-go traffic management system is in place for the first 70 metres, but that is set to be relaxed in the coming days. A traffic management plan for the second section of the road, which commences at the hospital roundabout and finishes at St Columbus Terrace opposite the County Museum, is to be considered by all parties involved. Speaking on the 9 to Noon show earlier this week, Declan Desmond from Irish Water said two-way traffic is to return by the start of next week.
When we mobilised there on site early this week, there was some night works there in advance not to disrupt the traffic too much and remove some traffic islands. So once we get past this section there at the hospital, we'll be able to push the works out into the verge, into the footpath, so we'll be able to get two-way traffic flowing again after this weekend.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale, now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's now 12 minutes past five, and with another busy weekend ahead in sport, it's time to hand over to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Antrone manager Mickey Hart has changed a third of his lineup for Saturday evening's visit of the All-Ireland champions Dublin. In total, there's five changes from the side which lost to Galway last weekend. Omagh's Kieran McLaughlin will make his National Football League debut on his home pitch at Hayley Park. Cathal McCarron, Declan McClure, Richie Donnelly and Lee Brennan come into the side. Michael McKernan and Ronan McNamee, Paddy McNulty, Colin McCann and Darren McCurry are the players that miss out. Tyrone, of course, have home advantage tomorrow night at Hayley Park. Throne time is at 7 o'clock. That will be the first of the National Football League games this coming weekend. No team news as yet from the Donegal camp ahead of their first home league fixture of the season. They take on Galway at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny this coming Sunday. Nathan Mullins is out after sending off in Kerry last weekend, while Mark Anthony McGinley is ruled out with a quad injury. You can tune to Highland Radio Sunday Sport this weekend for full live match coverage of Donegal against Galway. Peter Boyle will be in goals for Donegal this weekend, having come on for Mark Anthony McGinley last week in Killarney. The Ruaman wants to make the home advantage count and try and make up for last year's championship defeat to the Tribesmen.
That was probably one of the worst defeats that the county has seen in a long, long time. And for the players that were involved, there's definitely a monkey on our back about that game. We're playing in Letterkenny, which hasn't been kind to us. And obviously a couple of our bigger names such as Michael Murphy won't be playing. But we see it as a good opportunity. Every home game for us is a good opportunity to collect 2 points, and with the league being as tight as it is, home games are vitally important for us.
You mentioned Letterkenny not been a great ground, and Donegal have a poor record there. Is that something the players talk about?
No, absolutely not. We've just been unlucky with the teams we've probably got there over the years. Last year was Kerry, and it was in the first game of the league. The year before it was Roscommon, who had a fantastic league season. No, it's definitely not. Like, the pitch in Letterkenny is absolutely fantastic. If you had a bad pitch, you could give that as an excuse or whatever if you had to travel a long way. But it's just purely coincidental, and that's all it is.
Donegal goalkeeper Peter Boyle. Well, Donegal County Council have informed Donegal GA that the roadworks in N13 this coming weekend will be lifted for the Donegal and Galway game, and disruption between Kildross and Stranorder at Tyrkellen will not be as great as was expected. There is a plan in place if the works are not finished by Sunday morning, and all the details there are available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And motorists are also advised in the Hayley Park area of Omagh that there will be possible traffic disruptions as well, taking into consideration the large crowds which is expected at Hayley Park in Omagh for that one. National Football League Division 3, Derry, just like Donegal and Tyrone, are looking for their first win of the league campaigns. They're on the road on Sunday as they make the trip to Pierce Park as they play Longford. That one is an earlier throne time of Sunday of 2 o'clock. Three North West counties also involved in Ladies National Football League Division 1 action. Donegal lost to the All-Ireland champions Dublin last weekend at the O'Donnell Park. This week they're in Glenfinn, and Galway are the opposition. That one's going to start at 2 o'clock. Tyrone are on the road to Sligo in Division 2, and Derry will host Fermanagh in Division 4. There's also a full programme of hurling action in the league over the weekend, and there's a North West derby in Division 2B. Donegal are taking on Mayo. That's the curtain raiser at the O'Donnell Park. Gets underway at 12:30 on on Sunday, and Tyrone are on the road as they go to Darver at the Centre of Excellence to play Louth in Division 3A. Club-wise, taking centre stage this weekend is Tyrone champions Moy. They're playing Michael Galvez of Roscommon in the All-Ireland Intermediate Club Football Championship Final. That one is at Croke Park tomorrow, and it throws in at 3:45, while Gweedore are in action on Sunday in the Ulster Under-21 Club Football Tournament Semi-Final. They're playing Kerry Duff of Down. That's at the Kickham's Craigan venue in Antrim. The other semi-final is Derry Winners Lavey against Southern Gaels. On to soccer cross channel, Everton manager Sam Allardyce says Seamus Coleman has been assessed ahead of tomorrow's Premier League clash with Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium. Republic of Ireland captain marked his return from a 10-month injury layoff with a man-of-the-match performance against Leicester on Wednesday. Allardyce says Coleman is eager to play again, but he says it is important to be cautious.
I don't go this far, no, but it was almost superhuman. I've never seen anybody come back from 10 months out and perform for 90 minutes. And it's great to have him back now. We've got to make sure we keep him fit. Where do we lie playing him again? That's a big decision. He's going to say he's fine, but we'll take everything into consideration.
One game tonight, cross-channel, Bristol City will aim to get their promotion bid back on track in the Championship, having won just once in their last five games. They take on Bolton. And the 8 o'clock kickoff, a victory there would move Bristol level in points with second place Derby. Pre-season friendlies continue tonight. Derry City are away from home as they take on Drogheda United this evening, while tomorrow evening at Shamrock Park, Fun Harps are taking on a Porter Down. There's a North West Derby in the Irish Senior Cup last 16 tomorrow as well. Coleraine are playing host to the leaders of the Championship. That is Institute. That one kicks off at 3 o'clock. There is seven other games down for decision as well in the last 16 of the Cup. Ulster Senior League sides Letterkenny Rovers and Cockhill Celtic are in the FAI Intermediate Cup fourth round action on Sunday. Rovers are away to Cherry Orchard, while Cockhill head to the capital to take on Home Farm. These games were originally penciled in a fortnight ago, but were cancelled due to the bad weather. The victors on Sunday will reach the quarter finals. Well, in the Ulster Senior League, Fannin United have a second opportunity to go top of the table. They take on a Swally Rovers this coming Sunday afternoon. Fannin currently share top spot with Cockhill Celtic on 16 points. In the Ulster Schools Junior B Girls Football Final today, there was victory for College Jolly off Letterkenny. They defeated Crana College of Buncrana with 3-2, winning by 5-2. In rugby, three Ireland players are just over 24 hours away from making their Six Nations debut. Bundiaki, Jacob Stockdale and James Ryan have each been named to start against France tomorrow afternoon. All three players got the chance to soak up the surroundings of the Stade de France this morning during the captain's run. Irish scrum coach Greg Feek believes that his side are ready for the occasion.
I'd say everyone's a little bit nervous, and I think the nerves are, for me, are a positive thing. It means that you care. It means that the body's ready to rock and roll, and I think they'll relish the opportunity, and hopefully the guys that are around them, the other teammates, will also look out for them. It's all part of Test Match footy and Six Nations and this competition.
Locally in rugby, the All-Ireland League divisions continue for the North West sides tomorrow. City of Derry are hosting Navan in 2B and Oma are taking on Sea Point, and that is in Division 2C. The likes of Coleraine, Limavady and Strabane are all involved in Towns Cup action. In golf, Shane Lowry's just three shots off top spot at the Phoenix Open in the US. The Offaly man is 1-under through 6, 2-under for the tournament. There's an 11-way tie for first position at the moment. The LYT Donegal are back in basketball action tomorrow afternoon as they play the first game of the season at the LYIT in Letterkenny. Paris, Texas, Kilkenny are the opposition. The tip-off time to that Division 1 encounter is 4 o'clock tomorrow. Well, in athletics, there's Ulster Age Group Indoors taking place at Athlone Saturday and Sunday. The big race on Sunday locally is the Glenmore 10 Mile. That one gets underway at 11 o'clock. That is it from the Sports Desk for today. Michaela, we'll be back with more action Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon, shortly after 2.
Thanks, Aisín. A new global-reaching cybersecurity company has opened in Letterkenny. Cyber Risk Aware was launched today at the Co-Lab at LYIT with an initial job creation of 8 positions and plans to treble its workforce. The company is designed to assess and reduce human cybersecurity risk through simulated phishing, cybersecurity assessments and awareness training. Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh, speaking after today's launch, says major companies locating in Donegal is evidence of how the county is set to grow in the months and years ahead.
No doubt we'll be looking at people who have global experience, looking to companies like this very, very forward-thinking company as an opportunity maybe to come back home as well. It builds upon our strength. We've got international companies on our doorstep in various fields, but in the fintech sector and the financial services sector, we're pushing the agenda really, really forward. And the Northwest is going to grow, and I know there are challenges between one thing and another, such as Brexit, but we see this as a region that's going to continue to grow and continue to advance in the months and years ahead.
And for weather now, cloudy this evening with outbreaks of rain and minimum temperatures of 3 to 4 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, it's emerged that 108 Donegal patients have now received radiotherapy treatment at the new centre in Altnagalvin Hospital. The figure was provided at a meeting in the hospital this morning between centre management and Donegal Action for Cancer Care. Donegal County Council and the Office of Public Works have begun communicating about action and measures to be undertaken to prevent future flooding and coastal erosion at several locations in the county. It's understood the OPW has recommended that funding allocated last year for studies into coastal issues at Carrickfinn and Portnoy now proceed as planned, while the body has asked the local authority to submit revised applications for risk management studies to be funded at Mahery and Maharorte. A Donegal deputy has told the Dáil that problems with the Island Fisheries Heritage Licence Bill that came before the Dáil yesterday can be addressed. Lascan Corla Pat the Cope Gallagher is backing the Sinn Féin Bill to give island communities in Donegal and countrywide special licences. And a new global reaching cybersecurity company has opened in Letterkenny. Cyber Risk Aware was launched today at the Co-Lab at LYIT with an initial job creation of 8 positions with plans to treble its workforce. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shaver Mahasa Colm Ferreter and Chalan, the Prief Skelty or Highland, a falsi or ratchet, Jerry Blina, Yavilis a shark, Jag, Udras Nigelta and Chacton Shop. Tourist Gator, a girl will art Mila kids and the past and the Omlan, a golarty of her tachyok on Udras, a Jerry Blina. Krohu Shakits a Trahu Post, Nua Lanamshire, and Yavilis a Shark Jeg, Medu the Kid Gulai Post, Erinvian Rivishan, a mask Farberchi Ellis a Ratchers, Ta Togri Nua Kadiha, and a Nyatar Oskion Karakids a Sharpu Post, Le Anestiok the Fihis a Hort Million. Current Harrisstats Joe McHugh, Felcha Riv Natari, a Ra Gurscale, Anna Jarafad and Giltacht, a Tess Natari, Augusquil Leville a Fastiok to Shaswa, Augusquil Bar. Le sonru on. Will Conru na Gaeliga le stat Rooney na Bratinia a crocan anfa and ye con carta de Gaeligory a flay. August Kesht and acta Gaeliga and ish Malpriv Kesht na Ganchina o Hui. Vina Kate Dalta o Gael Scullana Ilahar, Comai la Honadiha Ella o Conru na Gaeliga, Carnile Comer, Uctor and Conru na Gaeliga Shias, Erin Crenu Mar Oakage Tabakta, August Kenyana, Jure Ratches and Conru ta Kuakt eg Realtus. Bratania, Carta Giriga, Akinchu, Agus, Nimor, Anish, Shin, Akolinu, Darlish, and Ratches. Vibua Mai, the Wuncher, McLaughlin, Augusta Collis, Ali, Eg Crave, Comortish, Sclape, Yavidus, a Hard Jeg, Jamarch, Igloon, Tariff, Vigradam, Sclape, Yavidus, a Hard Jeg, Lebranu, Erin, Aurani, Einer, Nangrupa, Ismoa, Hasama, Unabuchery, Elix, a Comortish, Kyol, Augusta Bay, Ruri, McLaughlin, O Collis, Ali, Lechikennen, Aroniu, Marsh, and Buachorim, Liana. Sta emacht de Jerry Shartin in the Gaeliga ag Aislinn ran the first of Fogarty hit look mortis after shrugged the gat each group a maskna hemacti tan Aislinn a glacu le heritish lahai and comortis alinya the first you bon skulo comai August tell you all a shig brijana ag Aislinn August pay chakla kela a noct a glenra let you kennen a club chat and common lukla scale niv anan marchod the calyri hit vlean the Gaeliga yavilis a hard jeg. Be Kjoltri on the Akadav Achul Kjol Nakola Ilahar Labia August Solasti Siren Ashkud Daga Denya Ata I lahir, cuir tús leis an imeacht seo ag a lahanaí a seacht ag clubte níomhánan leis ar cheannan. Seo mo chuid sé eile go léir slán agus beannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, February the 2nd. The death has taken place of Nellie McDade, Main Street, St Johnston. Removal from her daughter Brenda Laird's residence, Tollyvinny, Raphoe, this evening at 6 o'clock going to her family home. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:30, going to St Bethan's Church, St Johnston, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Michael McGrath, Listillion, Letterkenny. Michael's remains are reposing at the family home at Listillion. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards to Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired, to Relay for Life or the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place at his home of Robert James Buchanan Sr., Westbrook, Buncrana. Funeral service in his home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in Christchurch Burial Ground, Buncrana, arriving at approximately 3 o'clock. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Christchurch Buncrana, Marie Curie Nurses or Londonderry Free Presbyterian Church, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay Funeral Directors, 100 Spencer Road, Derry. And the death has taken place at her residence of Ruby Little, Mullingar, Killigordon. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock for service in Dunamore Presbyterian Church at 2:30, with burial afterwards in the family plot. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Terence McClintock Funeral Director, Town Parks Convoy or any family member.